Well, Stuart, how are things going on in Silver City?
Things are going swell, Minda. Thanks for asking.
Well, let's get down to business because that's what this report is about. And the first story is about a local principal having his license threatened. Let's talk about that.
Sure. David Lougy, the principal at GW Stout, will be giving up his contract at the end of this year. After some allegations came out last year that he used some pretty racial terms and slurs and said some pretty controversial things, allegedly, to parents and teachers and his staff and students. That came out about a year ago in June, and just this year he has settled with the public education department, essentially saying that he will no longer seek employment in education in New Mexico as long as he leaves the state, and they will not pursue those allegations against him, is the long and short of it.
What's the history with this educator? I mean, I'm pretty sure he's been around a while.
He's been here a little more than 3 years. He was hired under the previous administration from the previous superintendent's school district in Wyoming. So there were some controversies around that 3.5 years ago, and things just seem to continue to be controversial around him.
Well, let's move on to the school board election. We didn't get a chance to talk about it last week, but tell me, who were the winners and who were the losers?
So there were two contested races, both for district and position two in the Cobray and Silver districts. Gilbert Guadiana faced off against Eloy Medina, and after some confusion, we found out that Gilbert Guadiana had won the race in the Cobray district, and Justin Wex beat Daniel Array here in Silver. And those were the two biggest races that we had our eye on.
And what's the makeup look now for both districts as far as which direction we can look at the board as heading towards?
It's hard to say right now since the boards have not taken taken seats yet. They will take their first seat on the new position in March. And I guess we'll just kind of have to see what happens. The overall feeling throughout the district seems pretty positive, though.
Okay, well, that's definitely good news that it is seems positive. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who is following up, as he has been, on the Gila diversion. Ben, I understand that the state auditor is questioning some contracts.
That's correct. Currently, the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission, who manages the New Mexico Unit Fund through which the diversion is funded, have a contract with an engineering firm out of Arlington, Virginia called AECOM. Their contract is to conduct the up to 30% design on this pretty controversial diversion of the Gila River. But as it turns out, when they were in under consideration for that contract, this was back in November of 2015, during the time when they were under consideration, AECOM contributed $1,000 to the Susanna PAC, which is a political action committee that supports our governor, and our governor appoints the members of the ISC. So this is allowed generally from companies, you know, to contribute things to PAC, contribute funds to PACs.
In particular, super PACs.
Super PACs, yes. But they also have to report those contributions, right? So the big problem here was no one knew about this until after they had already secured the bid. They had already secured the contract. So the state auditor's office just found out about this in January and sent a very strongly worded letter to the ISC, essentially telling them to correct what they saw as a weakness in their contribution reporting requirements that allowed this to skate by while AECOM secured the contract. It also says that the consequence for this sort of contribution problem is the cancellation of the contract. No move like that has happened yet, but It's on the horizon, it looks like.
Well, they can read all about it in the Silver City Press and Independent, right?
That's right.
All right, Ben, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you.